When you think of music from Mexico, the accordion flourishes of ranchera or the sultry repetitions of bolero might come to mind. But there's also a growing electronic music scene in Mexico where musicians are mixing digital beats with a distinctive Latin sound. Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garz of NPR's Alt Latino join us now with some recent Mexican electronica hits that have moved up the Latin music charts. Jasmine, Felix, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.
Now, let's listen to some of this music. Jasmine, where do you want to start?
Let's start with Mexican Institute of Sound. This is...
this is a very funny name.
Well, it's funny. He has a great sense of humor because Mexican Institute of Sound is really one dude. His name is Camilo Lara. He's a Mexico City-based producer and DJ, also the president of EMI in Mexico. This is the song Mexico off of the new album Político.
You go to hear music like this, Felix?
You can hear it in a lot of different places. And in Mexico, the electronica scene sort of developed in the north, along in Tijuana and Monterrey in the northern part of the country. And it started out in homes, in people's, you know, community centers. They weren't necessarily bars or nightclubs. And then it started to get more popular.
How does this compare with electronica in other parts of the world?
It's up there in terms of quality and in terms of visibility, but it definitely has a very uniquely Latin and uniquely Mexican sound. It's mixing ranchera, norteña, cha-cha-cha, cumbia.
Felix, what about the lyrics? Most electronica is just pretty much all music, not so much words.
Dance and music and, you know, have a good time, be out late. And in Mexican Institute of Sound, in Camilo Lara's case, he's part of a wave of Mexican musicians who are taking a very hard look at the reality of Mexico with the drug violence, with all that stuff. And this album, Político, is a very overt political statement, social statement. The lyrics on this album, I'll give you an example. It says, the Zetas or El Chapo, meaning two different drug gangs. Son los Zetas o es El Chapo. Tus hijos ya son sicarios. Muérdete la lengua que hay 30 muertos en Veracruz. Your children are already hitmen. Bite your tongue. They found 30 dead in Veracruz. So he is tackling, as are a lot of Mexican musicians, taking on the social scene there in Mexico.
Jasmine, is that what most of the electronica is like, or is most of the electronica dancing, have a good time?
A lot of it is dancing and having a good time. It's a party vibe, but Camilo Lara, I guess you could say he's kind of the conscience, the Bob Dylan of Mexican electronica. We had him on the show recently, and he talked a lot about what it means to be a musician in Mexico today and his desire to have that consciousness.
There's another song here on the list that we haven't played called La Niña by Mequetrefe. What is that?
Well, mequetrefe in a lot of Latin America is slang for an idiot or a fool. Eres un mequetrefe.
Wait, what'd you call me?
I'm not calling you
okay,
that.
Okay, sorry.
But in this case, it's a very talented DJ from Brooklyn, and he is working on this track with Priscilla from a Mexican band, which I love, called Quiero Club, and it's called La Niña Chatarra Mix, the girl, kind of like a junkyard mix. They're actually mixing street sounds, and it's giving a really good feel. I was recently in Mexico for about a month. They're giving a really good sense of this hectic vibrancy, the frantic nature of Mexico City. I mean, what you're hearing is audio of a kid kind of one of these street salesmen saying, you know, we'll buy your old refrigerators, we'll buy your old mattresses or any kind of junk that you have. And they're looping it with beats.
You know, the other thing that's interesting about Mexican electronica is that when you listen to electronica music from other countries, if they incorporate Latin music, it's usually Caribbean-based, which means that there's an African base to it. A lot of drums, a lot of percussion. And the Mexican music, what the electronica artists there are doing is they're bringing in Mexican music, and it could be anything from traditional pre-Columbian indigenous folk music, accordions that the Germans brought in. I mean, there's a lot of different styles. Yeah.
So, Jasmine, is there something that is climbing the charts that we should be listening for?
Well, if Camilo Lara and Mexican Institute of Sound is kind of like the conscience of Mexican electronica, well, I don't know what I would call a Tribal Monterrey. That's the number 3 and Ball, MTY. Tribal Monterrey, they've really crossed over into the Latin mainstream. It started off with this DJ called Ricardo Reina, and he created this sound called Tribal, tribal pre-Hispanic. It mixed a lot of electronica, ranchera, and what they called tribal beats. And then this group of teenage DJs, Tribal Monterrey, took it, and they created a very unique sound. Right now it's called Tribal Guarachero. And this is playing, I mean, everywhere. Everywhere. I've heard it at every Latin store. I went to a salsa concert and they played it. I should tell you that this came out in 2011, but it's really, I wanted to play it for you because it was like the hit. They used to be a very underground movement, and these are the kids that brought it there, and their aesthetic is so interesting. They wear these like pointy, jester-like cowboy boots that are, I mean, how long are those boots?
It's an exaggeration of the style because it comes from northern Mexico, so it's very rural. And so you have the cowboy hats, you have the belts and the jeans and all that. And the boots really, like, honestly stick up. I'd say 2-3 feet. And they curl up, and it's a wacky scene.
And they have these amazing group dances. And now the Tribal Monterrey kids are, I think, moving away from the boots a little. But, you know, I'm still trying to get Felix to put those boots on.
Such a chance, man.
Jasmine Cars and Felix Contreras. They host NPR Music's Alt Latino, a weekly podcast about Latin music. Jasmine and Felix, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
Now we're going to hear more of Inténtalo by Tribal Monterrey. What does Inténtalo mean?
Try it.
Try it?
Mm-hmm.
You might like it?
Try it.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.